Frank DeWolf knew the prairie, especially what was underneath it. He was a geologist and came to Urbana in 1906 to conduct a survey of southern Illinois coal fields. He ended up staying in town, becoming director of the Illinois State Geological Survey in 1909, where he helped to identify and map coal and petroleum deposits throughout the state. One of his greatest contributions was the creation of a statewide educational service, with the Survey Office publishing a series of bulletins for teachers on the geology of Illinois. He moved into this house with his family in 1912, and its striking architecture must have drawn the attention of the neighborhood.
The prairie-style house is largely credited to Frank Lloyd Wright, one of America's greatest architects. His distinctive work had been evolving as he grew more assured in his views, and the publication of an article by him in Ladies' Home Journal in 1901, A Hometown in the Prairie, gave his new style a name. The exterior recognizes the influence of the prairie, is firmly and broadly associated with the site, and makes a feature of its quiet level, Wright wrote in the article. Strong horizontal lines define the prairie's style. Other features included one-story projections, belt courses between stories, and oversized eaves which appear to spread out and hug the ground. The open interiors and rows of small windows and art glass, coupled with the low-pitched roof, create a warm, informal, and inviting space that looks right at home on the wide-open spaces of the prairie. These homes blend in with and are intimately connected to the landscape.
This 1920s prairie-style house is symmetrical and constructed of red brick, a characteristic of the style. The house has features such as low-pitched hip roof with wide overhanging eaves, decorative urns, and subtle detailing. The ornamentation on the house is very subtle and consists mostly of simple brick detailing. For example, the corners of the house are accented by brick pilasters. Also, several protruding horizontal bands of brick emphasize the top half of the second story and run around the house. These bands attempt to emphasize the horizontality of the house, a common feature used in prairie-style architecture. The house also has very simple rectangular windows that are accented with white window frames. A horizontal band of ribbon windows turns the corner of the rear of the house. Frank DeWolf's widely recognized ability as a geologist attracted the attention of the petroleum industry, and in 1923, DeWolf headed off to find oil in Texas, leaving behind the Illinois prairie and his prairie-style home.